What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so we are back today with another daily digest for you navigators. I am returning from a week up north in northern Michigan where we had had a series of batched episodes playing for you all. So we have a ton of updates for you from the last week or so in the world of AI and specifically AI marketing, of course. So for the next few days this week, we're going to be coming at you with multiple daily digest episodes just to catch you up on what we missed on the AI Marketing Navigator and to make sure that you're all up to date on the happenings in the world of AI marketing. So in today's daily digest, we're going to be talking about a few things. One is Meta AI seeking to partner with Hollywood celebrities for upcoming AI projects. The second is a new feature from Stability.ai, which it appears is going to allow you to generate 3D assets from images. And we will definitely try that out and show you a quick little test or demo of that feature. And then lastly, we will talk about some big moves that Google made in the last week or so, 10 days or so, in the AI model arena, the LMSYS arena that we've talked about. So literally in the AI model arena, in the case of the LMSYS arena, and that's where these models are frequently tested by startups and developers. And we've talked about that arena previously on this show. Okay, so our first story comes from TheVerge.com and is from an article written back on August 3rd. And it details a move by Meta to partner with some high-profile celebs in Hollywood. To be specific, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and the one and only Dame Judi Dench, according to the article here. And the article goes on to say that Meta is looking to pay these celebrities potentially millions of dollars in deals that were similar to ones that they structured for a previous chat tool, Meta AI chatbots, which is actually discontinued at this point. But they're seeking to garner or secure these celebrity partnerships before their upcoming Meta Connect conference in September next month. According to the article here, one of these tools would be, quote unquote, a digital assistant product called Meta AI. The article tells us a little bit of the details around the contracts that they offered, that Meta offered to these celebrities, which is interesting considering that AI has been a huge part of the contract or strike disputes in Hollywood, with the writers and actors guilds and the producers going at it over the rights to AI content. So it sounds like these contracts would be, in fact, temporary and would even allow actors to decide whether they want to renew the terms of the contract at the end. So Meta is probably stepping forward in a little bit more fair or good faith nature than these producers have with these AI contracts for celebrities, personalities. These voices would apparently be featured throughout Meta's product offerings, which of course includes Facebook and Instagram, but also the Meta Ray-Ban smart glasses, which I definitely want to try out. And I definitely need to get a pair of those. Let me know if you have a pair of the Ray-Ban smart glasses or if you've had any experience with them. Okay, next for our episode today, we are going to talk about StableFast 3D. And this is a new feature offered from Stability.ai. Which is an AI platform of tools that I believe we have covered on this show before, but definitely check out the link in the show notes. I pulled the link from Stability.ai's news section on their website, and I'll just give you a little rundown of the feature announcement here. So from the key takeaways on the webpage, it says that StableFast 3D generates high-quality 3D assets from a single image in half a second. They talk about the foundation of the tool, which is called TripoSR, which is apparently the original 3D generation model they developed in partnership with Tripo. Stability goes on to say that the model obviously has applications for the gaming and the virtual reality industry, developers in those industries, but also for professionals in retail or design or marketing, perhaps, which is why we're talking about the tool in today's Daily Digest. The article goes into a bit of technical specifications of how the tool works. So again, definitely check out the link in the show notes. But they also cover some use cases here, which I wanted to go through. So I'll just go through the list that they have here on the website. It says you can use the fast inference time during pre-production or experimentation, which is a key feature. So they're talking about movie and television and media production in that case, obviously. You can also create static assets for games. You can create 3D models for e-commerce and fast model creation for AR and VR. So here we tap into a little bit of the marketing use case or applications of something like this, a tool like this. And we talked about on this show how augmented reality can bring new user experiences to marketing. And it's something that I'm super excited about and I think is has a lot of potential for digital marketing. And I think that this tool plugs right into those conversations that we've had. If you can use this tool to help create your virtual or augmented user experience for your brand or product, I think that is a great marketing application. The next here in the article, they dive into a little bit of the research and development that went into creating stable, fast 3D. So if you want to geek out on the technical specifics of that research and how they built the tool, definitely check out the article. But for now, let's take a quick look at how the tool works. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and we will pull up the Hugging Face interface for the tool. One moment here. Okay, so here we're looking at the space in Hugging Space for Stable Fast 3D. And again, Hugging Space is this great repository of AI models and tools and APIs. We've talked about it on the show before, and they have this awesome Spaces feature, which is basically like a playground for all of these models and tools. And that's what we're running here, the Stable Fast 3D Space by Stability AI. So essentially, you just grab your image that you want to drop in here. They also have a few example images that you can use. So first, let's do an image of our little avatar, our digital marketing, our AI marketing navigator avatar. And then we'll try one of the test images as well so we can get a better idea kind of how the tool works. So I'm going to go ahead and add my image here. One second. Okay, so we have got our image added. If you already have the background removed on an image, you can skip this part according to the directions. But we're going to remove the background here of our image. So it gives us a preview of that background removal for those of you who aren't watching the video here. And then let's go ahead and run. We're going to go ahead and run the model. And we have our little 3D generated model here using the tool. Now, if you're not watching on video, it's a little dark and shadowed and somewhat misshapen. If you saw the background removal preview, you can see that there's some elements of the actual character missing. So I think I would need to work on the input image for this particular model, but it gives you an idea of how the tool works. And it's just really cool. The next step is to add lighting to your object. So you can use something called an HDR environment map. I'm not super technical on 3D asset creation, so I don't have a ton of knowledge of what that is. But essentially, it says that you can upload your own light to the 3D model or your own light environment maps to the 3D model. And they give us a few examples here. So I'm just going to click through those. For those of you watching on video, you can see as I'm adding these different HDRs, it's adding different lighting specifications to those models. And it's improving the outcome quite a bit, actually, from that shadowed version we originally had. Okay, so let's just do one quick example here of one of the images they give us. We're going to do this awesome samurai otter. Definitely check out the video if you guys have a chance to see how this tool works. I'm going to go ahead and run that with that. And here we have a much better, much more usable 3D asset from their generated image here. So I think something with a white background, for instance, is going to work a lot better in the cases of this tool. But super awesome. I'm going to have to geek out with this tool a little bit more on in my free time for sure. Okay, and then last but certainly not least for today's Daily Digest, we're going to be talking about some big moves that have been made by Google in the AI space. The first one is the huge news that Google's Gemini 1.5 Pro experimental model, which was being tested in that LMSYS arena that we mentioned earlier, again, which is where these models are being tested very frequently. And it's been tested there since about August 1st, according to the Twitter thread that I'm pulling for this information. I will obviously link it in the show notes, a tweet from lmsys.org. But the gist of the thread here is basically a congratulatory announcement to Gemini 1.5 Pro, the experimental model, because it has recently claimed the number one spot in the arena. According to the post, it now surpasses GPT-4o and Claude 3.5 in some pretty key measurements and analysis, and specifically in the overall performance. It beats both of those. It claims the number one spot in their vision leaderboard as well. The thread goes on to describe that, quote unquote, the new model excels in multilingual tasks and delivers robust performance in technical areas like math, hard prompts, and coding. They also share the official standings or rankings for the experimental model in the arena, comparing it to some other popular models. And they are as follows, according to the thread. Overall, it ranks, again, number one in math. It ranks number 1 through 3. So it looks like there's some variables that can change the ranking depending on how you're testing it exactly in the arena. Probably which tests exactly were it was being used or which evaluation criteria were being used. We talked about some of those evaluation criteria in a previous episode as well. So for math, it ranks 1 through 3. Like I said, for instruction following, it ranks numbers 1 and 2. For coding, 3 through 5. And for hard prompts in English, 2 through 5. And little explainer for you all, the hard prompts is essentially the term used to describe all of the actual user inputted prompts to a model, text or otherwise. And soft prompts, the on the alternative side, are basically the kind of like the parameters that have been used to train the model, prompts that are kind of built in with the model's training, according to the little dig I just did. Anyway, then along with that big move up the model leaderboard, Google has also announced a new lightweight model called Gemma 2, which is apparently very competitive with similar lightweight models like GPT 3.5 Turbo and other models like Mistral's lightweight model. I will go ahead and link to the article in the Google Developer site, which goes into a huge amount of detail on the new smaller model here and its features. But I'll just give you a bit of an overview. And this is from the Rundown.ai newsletter created by Rowan Chang. We've mentioned the Rundown here before, and I highly recommend you sign up for the newsletter or the Rundown.ai University. They just have a ton of amazing daily AI content, as well as trainings and a robust and active community as well. We love the Rundown here at the AI Marketing Navigator. So here are the details from the newsletter, which of course I'll try and share in the show notes as well. The Gemma 2 has 2.6 billion parameters, so it's a 2B model. But apparently it has trained on a huge data set of about 2 trillion tokens. We just talked about how Gemma 1.5 Pro Experimental scored in the LMSYS arena. Well, this lightweight Gemma 2 model also scores quite well and is currently matching the performances, again, of GPT 3.5 Turbo and Mistral's 8x7B, which is pretty astounding considering that both of these models are significantly larger than Gemma 2, nearly 2 times larger, according to the newsletter here. Another part that I love about these Rundown newsletters is that they highlight why these announcements matter. And for this one, Rowan and the team at Rundown mentioned how big of a deal this is going to be when we start talking about how AI is going to be brought to handheld devices, an era of on-device AI. In order for that era to materialize, we're going to need models that are extremely lightweight and can actually be run on these smaller devices' processing systems. So as that race towards on-device AI heats up, the player who is able or the racer who is able to develop the smallest model with the highest capabilities is going to be sitting in a pretty good spot. One thing that they don't touch on or mention in the newsletter, also linked in the show notes, is the other additions to the Gemma family, in addition to Gemma 2, that have been made. One is Shield Gemma, and according to the Google article here, Shield Gemma is, quote unquote, a suite of safety content classifier models built upon Gemma 2 to filter the input and outputs of AI models and keep the user safe. According to the article, these classifiers specifically seek out and filter out hate speech, harassment, sexually explicit content, and dangerous content. The other addition to the Gemma family is Gemma Scope. And this is a really cool tool, I think. The article describes Gemma Scope as, quote unquote, a new model interpretability tool. That's a tough one. Interpretability tool that offers unparalleled insight into our models and their inner workings, our models being Google's models. So this is, again, I think it sounds like a really cool tool that using a few different features is going to allow developers or users to zero in or zoom in on particular modules or sections of the Gemma module and better understand and gain greater transparency into how those modules are working. So Google continues to obviously be one of the major players in the AI race, no surprise there. And that race continues to accelerate day to day. So make sure to keep following us at the AI Marketing Navigator so you don't fall behind and you are one of the few marketers able to optimize your marketing and productivity using these AI tools. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.